mean, how many people have tried a certain recreational drug and say, wow, that was awesome, and you do it for a while, and then you might read about it and find out what it actually does to your brain and your body. You go, ooh, I'm not going to do that anymore. I still think it's fun, but you've gained wisdom, and you're thinking, well, why would I want to do that? You know, why would I want to take a chunk of my cerebrum and put it in a food processor and then stick it back in my head? And you think. And then when you awaken spiritually and you start realizing, you start accessing some of your higher faculties, and you think, wow, I can attain states of bliss that no drug could ever come near. I'll share an example just to show you that I'm not being Mr. High and Mighty here. Back in the early 90s, a friend had turned me on to ecstasy, the real one, not the herbal one that goes around. And I'm telling you, the experiences I had done it twice, and it was the highest experience I ever had in terms of, I mean, it affects different people in different ways. Many people just get the hornies and hump their brains out all night. For me, my crown blew open, and I could see and hear everything, and I had encounters with angels and divine beings, and I could see them with my naked eyes, and revelation would just come and come and come. I wish I had a recorder, because the stuff coming through me was amazing. Sadly, though, my partner who did it with me got the hornies. While one wanted sex, the other wanted to talk and share mystical revelation. So that future was doomed with ecstasy to begin with. So there was the case of, oh, baby, come on. No, you gotta hear this, You can't believe this. Yeah, I wanna hear it, but come on, baby. It's like, no, you gotta hear this. I can't believe it. And that would go for about 5 hours till it waned. But the third time, I got a bad hit. And how I knew was because I could psychically see it. I actually saw the batch being made. I saw the lab where it was made. I saw the people making it. I saw the dealers selling it. And I saw many people taking it on the same night I did. And two people died. And I watched them die and felt them die in my body. One hit a tree and went through the windshield, and the other one had the same seizure I was now in the midst of having, where I stopped breathing, turned blue, swallowed my tongue, my eyes rolled back, and I fell. And I just was sitting there dying. And as I'm going blue, and it happened to be way out in the wilderness in a log cabin in the middle of a historical record-breaking blizzard, so no one could get to me if they wanted to. And my partner's sitting there having cardiac arrest and not knowing what to do. And then all of a sudden, an angel walked right through the wall. And it was a best friend of the person I was with who had died, and my partner had been the caretaker of this individual while he was dying. You know, fed him, clothed him, cleaned him, wiped him, wheeled him in a wheelchair for 2 years when everyone had abandoned him. And he walked right through the wall, and I saw him with my naked eyes. And he came in and he said, I'm here to, as a favor to this beloved, and through the power of God's grace, saved my life. And I just, my body rose up, and he just put his hand out like that and lifted the seizure right out of my body. And I just started weeping. And I described him in full, just in case there was an incredulous party in the room. I'd never met this man in my life. And I described him head to toe, from moles, freckles, hair, where it's parted, cowlicks, everything. Attire, height, build, weight. And he walked through the wall again and sat on the front steps of the cabin, had 3 or 4 steps going down. And he sat there with his feet a few steps down and his elbows on his thing and his face in his hands, and he said, I'm going to stand vigil tonight in case you have a recurring seizure. He said, because you will not pass this night. And he said, and I just want you both to know this is my thank you for taking care of me for 2 years. And so now, I am so resolute in my mind because of fear. I still love the experience of taking it, but I have this terror now that, A, this might have been a sign from God that I'm not to do it anymore. And even if it wasn't a sign from God, what if it happens again and I'm going to die? Because I don't think that lightning was going to strike twice. I already cashed in on that one, you know, so I wasn't expecting him to show up again. I was really, really torn. Partner is still chomping at the bit to do it, and I'm frozen in terror. Now, at the time, I was in my initiate training in the mystery school, and so I brought the question to the feet of the master. And I remember sitting there and saying, okay, master, I said, what do I do? And the master looks at me without even batting an eyelash or missing a beat. And he answered my question in the first 2 words. He said, this poison you call ecstasy? So I already had the answer to my question. He said, while it is a substitute for God, it will take you to higher realms of consciousness, and in the cases of many, as in your case, it will open your crown, and you can access higher dimensions than the earth plane. This is true for some. He said, however, it is a substitute for God. He said, let me first tell you that the training we're taking you through and where you're destined to head, you will access realms of divinity that no drug and all the drugs on earth combined couldn't even get close to. They will so pale in comparison, you will actually laugh that you ever thought they could get you there. He said, but secondly, probably the greater answer to your question, he said, look in your heart. He said, not because I say it or what I just told you, but he said, if you feel in your heart you really need to do this again, then do it. Whatever you choose in life, choose it with 100% of your being or choose something else. If the majority of you really feels you have to do this out of obligation to your partner, out of curiosity, out of your attachment to the results of it, the feeling, he said, then do it. He said, in your particular case, you're not going to die from it. You know, that might not be the case for someone else. Some people do get a second bad trip and die. We all know that. But he said, in your particular case, and this was probably the revelatory part that was, you know, something you couldn't get in the field of psychology or in the earth plane. It was a divination. He said, it's not your dharma to die from that. There are greater things you've come here to do, and you'll find your way through. I'm not saying nothing will happen, but you're not going to die from it. But even if I hadn't told you that, that's still irrelevant. He said, if you feel you need to do it, then do it. But I wanted to share that story. And I know there were reasons for it that some of you could probably recognize. That's what I was guided to share, so I'm sharing it.